Joining us is Tom Kelly, Director of the Lorain County Emergency Management Agency and Homeland Security. Craig, I have to take a good deep breath when I get to that title because there's always things added to that, other responsibilities, Tom.
Go ahead and joke about my 6-inch long business card.
No joking about that. That's all too personal for me. Let's talk about something, you know, getting the word out is really what you try to do, not only respond to things, but let the public know about emergencies. And I guess there's a new way to do that. Talk about it.
Right. About 9 months ago, we began a process of looking into a system where we can notify the public in a case of an emergency. With everyone carrying cell phones and that type of thing now, it's just more prudent to be able to contact them instead of the old, and you have the system here, the emergency broadcast system, that 1950s nuclear war system. It's still in place that hasn't changed over the years since into the 50s. When I try to use that, it activates 8 counties for a water boil alert for the city of Oberlin, so it's not very prudent to use. So we put a committee together about 9 months ago, started looking at a couple systems. We bought 5 or 6 vendors in, interviewed them. What was good about this is the process was done by the end users, the police, fire, ambulance. It wasn't someone that sits in an office and decided for us. So we picked a company called Inspiron Logistics. It's out of Akron. It's an Ohio-based company, and their system is called WENS. And, you know, in your government, everybody has an acronym. And WENS is Wireless Emergency Notification System.
So this is something, what determines an emergency? Is there kind of different levels to alert people?
Well, it depends on what's going on. You know, number one thing would probably be evacuations. We've had our share of those around here. Even something small, like a couple weeks ago, that tank truck was hit by the train in Eaton Township, and they evacuated maybe 10 homes. Back to the mid-90s when we had the explosion here in Elyria, the chemical plant on the southwest side of town, where we evacuated about 8,000 or 9,000 people. So to be able to get the word out, instead of going door-to-door, public address system, the speakers on the police cars, now we can notify people with their cell phones or home phones, email, that type of thing.
Would it be used for something like a water main break? Would it go down to that level too?
What's good about it is I can bring a map up and say outside your studio here on Broad Street, the water line broke, and just between East Avenue and West Avenue, those folks have to boil their water or not use the water. We can bring a map up. I can use the mouse on my computer, click around just Broad Street in that area, and it'll only call the people in that area. It won't bother the rest of the town, the rest of the county. Just for those people that have signed up for that system, we'll get the message.
But that would still somewhat require a door-to-door for those people who don't have that, because you're still responsible to let the public know, regardless of if they're a part of the system, right?
We always put in the message, please tell your neighbors, too. Okay. But we really try to push this thing. We've had it only about a week and a half now where the public could sign up, and we've got about 4,500 people that have signed up for it already. And what has also been done is the folks that still have the older telephone on the wall, the dial-type telephone, those numbers were automatically dumped into the system. If you had a public number published in the phone book, it's already in that system. There are about 60,000 phones in already just from that. So if we use the voice portion of it, which converts a text to voice, we'll also give them information too.
So again, this is WENS. And again, you said that was the emergency notification system.
Right, correct.
And it allows people to find out about different things. And the idea then, I guess, just to get quicker notification for people so that they can do whatever needs to be done.
Mass notification. It's a sign up online. You can go and put your name in. You can decide if you want text messages, voice messages. You can pick the jurisdiction you want. You can only pick Elyria if you live in Elyria. If you want to listen to everybody in the county, if they happen to put it out, you can do that. It also has a section on weather alerts where you can pick what type of storm warnings you'd like to receive, like last night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I have them all checked to make sure it's working right now. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, they issued a wind chill warning. And every phone in my apartment and my cell phone went off at the same time. So
I have a similar situation. The school systems will do a lot of that. Or
correct.
The cities will have certain things. This is more of a countywide type.
Well, the cities have also participated. The county paid 80% of the cost of this. The rest, the other 20% is being taken care of by the jurisdiction. Jurisdictions are paying a nickel per population per person in their jurisdiction. So they also have administrators in a local jurisdiction, and they can use it just like we can. So if the mayor of so-and-so city wants to send out a message, we have an issue with water again, this side of town, they can do it themselves.
What website do we go to sign up?
Any of the cities now have the access, almost. Some of those folks are still putting a little icon on there. But if you go to the county website, which is LorainCounty.us, www.lorainecounty.us. You should see it right on the main page. Just click on the button, and it'll take you 2 minutes to fill it out.
And then from that point on, we just sit and wait to see if there's an alert, or hopefully we don't get alerts. That's
we
the
used
case
it.
For
I
that.
Tried it countywide here. What about a week ago? And the sheriff issued a level one snow emergency to try it, and it went to I don't know 4,800 people instantly, and I can look at it and actually see they acknowledged that how many didn't get it to follow up. There's an issue with their phone or whatever, that type of thing too.
You know, I'm glad you brought up level one snow emergency.
Please don't ask
me. We've got a level one, level two, level three. Do people know what the different levels are, and when should we worry about this?
I really seriously doubt you'll ever see a level three in this county. The sheriff normally doesn't do that, but it's just common sense. There's not much difference between level one and level three other than be careful on level one and don't drive at level three. The level one, which is usually set out, basically says the roads are snow covered, they're slippery. If you can curtail your driving for a couple hours so the plows can do their work, please do so.
Just trying to reduce
common sense.
Reduce the amount of traffic out there so that other things can be done as
right.
well.
Right. And it also keeps the emergency workers off the standing out in the middle of the highway like that when it's snowing and their safety too.
Well, that sounds really good. Well, it's one of those things, as long as we know about it, and I guess even with other social medias outside of your particular network, there's always seems to be people, yourself included, who will post certain things on there.
Right,
too.
And this system also, the county has a Facebook page, and it automatically dumps whatever I put on the WEN system into the Facebook page also.
So it helps for people either right. if they just see something or they can read more about it or try to find out information on it.
Correct.
One other thing we've seen in the news, this is off topic, but we hear these national reports about funding for Homeland Security. They're working on a bill. Will it pass? Will it not pass? How would that impact you, if at all?
Well, we get funding from the federal government. It basically comes from FEMA, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security. They reimburse a portion of our operating costs. The Homeland Security piece, yes, it's going to affect us. It'll hold up our reimbursement. We usually don't get a reimbursement until the end of the year. After the county, we submit our costs like in December, and it comes back. So right now, I'm okay. But because we're funded by the general fund in the county, and then the county fronts it, and then the money comes back in. So we're waiting to see. It's politics as usual, I guess.
Okay, that's right.
I probably shouldn't have said that, but it's true.
Well, that's true as well. Tom Kelly, our guest this morning, director with the Lorain County Emergency Management Agency and Homeland Security, stopped in this morning as well to let people know about the WENS, W-E-N-S, the Wireless Emergency Notification System that people can sign up for so that they can be on top of any emergencies or events that may take place in the county. Tom, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you.